Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Finally starting to figure out that song. It's 7:08 on Monday morning. Hello, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to still be here in broadcasting. This is it, week four. I see that Vinny actually has some coffee. It looks like he has it in a wine glass.
Well, yes, this is one of the one of my wife's wine glasses. Yeah. I found what are they called? I found an iced coffee drink in the fridge. Oh. This one's salted caramel, and it's not what I would want. But the fact that my coffee pot's not working, it's a desperate time, Sarah.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, this is a problem that's going to be ongoing, Vinny. How are we going to get you a new coffee maker?
Well, luckily, the apartment we have, I have another one. So
yeah, you
got
to go get that
today.
Let's hope nothing happens to that one. Jesus. I freak out when there's something going on with my coffee. I need my coffee.
The missus is on vacation this week, so she's sleeping in. It looks like everybody's still asleep, but maybe she'll wake up and go, how did you not know to do this or whatever? Something I'm not seeing.
Might be
maybe.
Some simple thing.
I hope so.
Although it seems like you're the guy who runs a coffee machine. Like, you know, you'd be able to figure that
honestly,
out.
Honestly, it's really just very simple. So
go. You press go and it goes because you've loaded it and it just goes.
Right.
Maybe it's not plugged in.
No, I moved it. I did a bunch of stuff. I did the normal troubleshooting. Anyway, sorry.
It's quite all right. Listen, that is one of the most important things about doing a morning show is that we have coffee.
Right.
It's not even one of the most. It's the most important thing. I don't want to do anything if I don't have coffee. I'm just too sad. Hey, everyone. It's time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by Scott Capurro's Instagram Live Comedy Show. Every night at 8 o'clock, he does a few minutes of stand-up, and on Saturday, he does a full set. Who was hilarious this past weekend. Like, that was one of the best sets I've ever seen him do. Very relaxed and filthy. All right, let's jump in here. I don't know if this is good news. For some people, this is going to be really good news. For other people, terrible news. For me, this is terrible news. People love Tiger King, and people hate Tiger King.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I finished it over the week on Friday, I think, just to finish it, but I hate this show. I get why people like it. That dude's a character, and I've given him the credit he's due. He certainly hustles, you know? I mean,
yep.
But the idea that that's going on in America, it's disturbing.
It's really disturbing.
There's a lot of animal abuse going on there that is not, it's not being shown, but it's clear they don't have the capacity to deal with what they've put together there.
No,
you know?
It's horrifying in a lot of ways. I would say I was midway through that thing when I started to go, this is just so ugly. Like, it's just not the thing I should be watching. It's not doing me any good. I mean, I guess it's good to know that that's what's out there in the world, but yikes. Netflix is bringing us more Tiger King, and like soon, like this week. Jeff Lowe, this is the guy who owns Joe Exotic Zoo now. And possibly is the guy who set him up in the attempted contract killing of Carol Baskin. This is the dude. I don't even think he's in the show until episode 4. He also seems like just a skeeve. Ugh. In a video message on Saturday, Jeff said, Netflix is adding one more episode. It'll be on next week. They're filming here tomorrow. Take care, stay safe, and put your mask on. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, so it looks like Netflix, by the way, as far as I know, they've not corroborated this yet. I haven't seen anything official from Netflix, but Jeff is saying they're coming and filming. We're doing another episode. So, yay?
I don't know. Look, I think they're all dirtbags. That's my opinion, and I have good reason to back each one of those up. The Jeff guy, not to mention you. So you're saying, oh, he framed that guy. Did you hear him talking to his pregnant wife?
Oh, he's appalling.
You get back in the gym as soon as that baby drops, and I get to pick the nanny and look at the picture of her. I was just like, oh, dude, you're despicable.
He is absolutely gross, and the poor girl's sitting there like, huh, yeah, okay. And he's, I mean, yeah, he's holding up pictures of, like, nanny selections and swipe, you know, he's swiping right on the nanny site.
Right.
It's disgusting.
So he's meanwhile, a total troll the whole time.
I know. He's so gross. He's off. Is there anyone on there that you're like, oh, that poor person? No, I hate everyone on that show.
Right.
I'm not going to watch. If they put more up, I'm not going to watch it. It's like, that's my stupid protest. Tiger King, F off. And it's like, who would ever thought that the sad sack, the Joe Exotic is like my favorite character on there. He's like the only one who's paying any price for this horrible behavior these people are demonstrating.
And to play devil's advocate, I get why people like it. There's that show was packed with jaw-dropping stuff. At one episode after another, each revelation was like, oh my God.
And this? What else could happen?
Right. So, you know, I mean, and I'm sure that someone would say, hey, this brought a bunch of press to something that's happening in America. They said there's 10,000 people, 10,000 domestic tigers in America, people who own tigers. There's only 4,000 in the wild.
Right. And they show for 1 minute at the end of the final episode of Tiger King, or the final one so far, they show 1 minute of these cats living in out, not in captivity, in their natural habitats.
Right.
1 minute is what they dedicated on that show. The rest of it is just all about these crazy ass kickers that are with no teeth and bad hair and terrible fashion sense. What? You know one thing we never talked about? I don't know what husband number this guy was. The guy, is his name John? The one with the one tooth. The one who was his husband through the whole thing.
Right. I don't know. So
the tattoo right over his chonch? Privately owned Joe Exotic? Like,
right. Well, and this is a guy who he let that dude, or whoever, I don't know whose idea was or how he went and got that, how that came about. He's not gay.
No.
But
he does love meth, and that guy seemed to be his dude. I mean, I don't know. Joe Exotic really knows how to work it. Like, it doesn't matter that you're not gay. I still, here's some drugs. Let's do stuff. Hey, how about you marry me? Oh, and I'm going to marry this third guy, too. We'll all be in it together. It's going to be great. Unreal.
Anyway, the show does have a lot of stuff happening, so if you're... If you give it a look, you won't be bored. It's just I can't stand animal abuse, and that's what that is.
Right. And just the sad, even when they weren't showing the animals being abused, you're seeing them in these cages and it's in the mud and just circling around waiting to be fed a leg of some other animal. I'm like, oh, great. There's a piece of another animal. It's just the whole thing is just awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fun watch. This might be fun. And I'm going to say that for most of us, social isolation and the hunker down, it's not fun and it's not good. This is maybe the one business that's, well, other than like Zoom, I guess, this is the one business that's going to benefit from the state that we're in, from the situation that we find ourselves in, and it's Quibi. Today is the launch of Quibi.
Oh, good for it.
I know. It's the new streaming platform for mobile devices. I've been seeing the ads for this everywhere.
Right.
This is a mobile device app that features shows with episodes that are 10 minutes or less. They're offering a 90-day free trial, and I have a rundown of some of the shows. And frankly, Some there's trailers for all of them if you want to take check it out. You know, you might say, hey, for 90 days, I'll try anything for free. You just have to remember to cancel afterward. There is a show starring Liam Hemsworth. It's called Most Dangerous Game. Now, Liam is the guy who played Gale in the Hunger Games. Is that the one?
Yeah, the one. Isn't he the one married to Miley Cyrus?
Right. Correct, okay. Yes.
Okay.
So he is starring in something called Most Dangerous Game, a guy who agrees to be hunted for sport in a 24-hour game that will pay off all his medical bills if he can survive long enough to collect the grand prize of $24.5 million. I'm like, all right, that sounds interesting. Sophie Turner and Corey Hawkins. I don't know who Corey Hawkins is.
Hawkins.
Yeah, he must be another actor. But Sophie Turner.
I know Taylor Hawkins. I don't know Corey
Hawkins. Yeah, exactly who I thought of. I'm like, of the Hawkins, the only one I know is the drummer. Sophie Turner is Sansa Stark from Game of Thrones. There's a Quibi show, another one of these 10-minute or less episodes. It's called Survive. They are going to be starring as the survivors of a plane crash on top of a snow-covered mountain. So one of them is getting eaten by the other one. I don't know which one.
Corey Hawkins, he played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, all right. So it's the
He's
two
in
of
the
them.
Walking Dead, too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think Heath.
Okay. Heath
Do you still watch that?
I haven't watched it in a while. We kind of fell off. I just, you know, there were whole episodes that went by with no zombies. I'm like, I just want to see zombies. Is it me, just me? I don't know. But although people are saying I should jump back on it, that it's actually starting to get good again. I don't know. Let's see. Kiefer Sutherland and somebody named Boyd Holbrook are in a show called The Fugitive. Boyd Holbrook plays a guy wrongfully accused of a terrorist bombing and on the run from Kiefer Sutherland. It looks like
what was a Harrison Ford movie?
Right. The Running Man. Was it The Fugitive? It was.
I think it was The Fugitive.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is an updated version of that or this is just, you know, what they've decided to name
it. No, it sounds different, but the same name, I think.
Yeah, you're right. There was definitely a show called The Fugitive. These are shows that are going to be on Quibi, and this is debut. Apparently, this new streaming service is happening today. Flipped is the name of the show. It stars Caitlin Olson and Will Forte as home renovation experts who steal $500,000 from a cartel stash house they were flipping. I guess as they're flipping this house, they find the stash. Like, oh, this is convenient. $500,000. And then they get forced into renovating a drug dealer's house to pay him back.
Ugh. Good one.
Yeah.
Man, the cartel's in Ozark, though. Oof. Oof.
Well, don't. I know. My God. Some of the stuff is pretty horrifying. I'm only two episodes in, though, Vinny, so don't... How far in are you?
I think we made it to four by Saturday night.
Yeah, we're definitely going to... That'll be the show that we're watching this week, for sure.
There's some stuff that goes down, too, by the way, that you just go, oh, no! Oh, no! It's really, really good.
It's hard. It's just, great. I'm feeling so tense watching it, like, oh, God, what are you guys doing? Idris Elba has a show on Quibi. Quibi, whatever it is. It's some kind of driving competition. Let's see. Filming took place last year. They're saying
Brynn and I would kick ass in that thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. Are you kidding? You know how good of a driver I am?
I actually have never thought to myself, wow, Vinny's a good driver.
I am
Fast
a
driver.
Great driver. Tons of hours behind the wheel. Tons.
How many accidents have you had?
Hey, that's one of the ways by which you learn to handle your ride really well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe 10. It doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. Most of them weren't my fault.
Mm-hmm. Punk'd. It's a reboot starring Chance the Rapper as your new host. That's pretty good. Let's see. Singled Out is a Kiki Palmer reboot of the dating competition show. Chrissy's Court. I've been seeing some stuff about this. Chrissy Teigen giving her take as a courtroom judge. Her mom, Pepper, is her bailiff. Let's see.
Oh, that'll be just cute, right?
Yeah, it'll be adorable. Thanks a Million is a show that features 10 celebrities giving, they're surprising a person who's made a powerful impact on their life by giving them $100,000. That person will get to keep half and they have to give the other half away to someone else. And the celebrities are J-Lo, Nick Jonas, Gabriel Iglesias, Let's see, Anthony Davis of the Lakers. Carly Kloss, I guess, is on it. A bunch of celebrities. So celebrities surprising a person who's made a powerful impact. So this is Quibi. This is, let's see, it debuts today. The shows are 10 minutes or less long, and there's a free trial. So there you go. HBO is going to be offering a ton of free streaming. Thank you, HBO. So right now, while everyone's at home, I guess they want to get you hooked on their service. So they're offering free streaming of The Sopranos. If you've always said, oh, I wish I could watch The Sopranos, but I don't have HBO. The Wire, and hundreds of hours of other content. They started this on Friday. It's a limited time offer. It's available on the HBO Now and the HBO Go apps, in addition to, just going to a website. Everybody's trying to entertain people. But anyway, basically, if you ever wish that you could see The Sopranos or The Wire.
I'd watch both of those shows again.
You know, actually, we were talking about The Sopranos just a little while ago. And, of shows that you'd go back and watch again like that. I bet you we've forgotten a ton of it. There were 7 or 8 seasons, weren't there?
Did you just cough?
I did, but it's just because I swallowed.
Oh, God.
It's my faulty epiglottis. I feel like I'm about to sneeze, actually.
Oh, no.
Let me get a tissue ready just in case.
All right.
I don't want to get my sputum all over the board.
Nice.
Well, right. You're sputum spitting coronavirus across the
It's not coronavirus.
Valley. All right.
It's not corona.
Okay.
Collider.com has a list of 16 social distancing movies. This is like if you're bummed out that you're socially isolated right now, these are movies that'll make you feel a little bit better because even though it's a bummer that you're socially isolated, your scenario doesn't involve some of the things that are in these movies. So it's a bit of a stretch, but that's the basic story. Oh, let me look at my time. I have plenty of time for this. These are movies with, quote, stories which force protagonists into survivalist scenarios, separate them from the pack, test their mettle against otherworldly circumstances, and remind us that going it alone as you live in a self-quarantine or social distancing scenario doesn't have to be scary. You're not in one of these movies. All right. You know, it's like, thank your lucky stars. So, A Quiet Place.
Okay.
They're socially isolated, but man, things are bad in that one. Mm-hmm. Actually, The Quiet Place 2 got pushed back to like this fall, I think.
Everything's been pushed back. Yeah. It's going to be really weird to see how this affects long term because production on movies isn't happening. So the movies that, I don't know, maybe that'll all even out in the end, but it does seem weird.
The Lighthouse. I can't recommend that one. That is just one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Or whenever it's with Robert Pattinson and what's that creepy guy? Can't think. Willem Dafoe.
And sputum, right?
And oh, well, yes. Not from your face, though.
I don't know. Lots of it.
Like, too much.
Sure.
Too much.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Well, and you shouldn't. I'm here to recommend that you don't. Bird Box, they say. That's the one with, what's her bucket there?
Sandra Bullock. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it, too. It's good. The Happening. Isn't The Happening an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong one? One of his worst ones?
I don't know it.
The Revenant, Gravity.
Wait, is The Revenant the Leo movie?
Yeah, where he makes
the bear?
With the bear? Yeah.
Right.
It's like a bear rape thing. Gravity, because they're certainly all alone in that. That's another Sandra Bullock.
The Happening
I Am Legend.
Is with M. Night.
Oh, The Happening is an M. Night?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I Am Legend, which is one of my... I love that movie. That's with Will Smith, and everyone has been inoculated against cancer, but oopsie, it turns everyone into like a weird vampire thing. That's a good one. And then, the thing with his dog. Remember that movie?
German Shepherd, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sad. It's too bad. Castaway. That's the one. Tom Hanks. COVID survivor. Tom Hanks. Alone. I love that movie, too. It's a good one. They're also talking about Into the Wild, The Village, which is another M. Night. That's a good one. Starfish. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
No, Starfish? I was just going to repeat. So these are the movies that will make you feel better about your
your own self-isolation. These people are isolated, but their situation is really horrible.
Way worse.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead, The Witch, Sweetheart, Ad Astra, and Hush. All of those movies are either streaming on Netflix or Hulu or are available to rent on Amazon Prime. So Collider.com has that list if you want to check that out. And that is it. I'm completely out of time. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
People were asked how they're going to handle the stay-at-home order when it's lifted.
Oh,
and
yes,
that'll
I'm
be some info I'll bring you and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.